Welcome, everybody, to T-Touch for You Online. And this is celebrating your infinite body wisdom. And we have just this last week or so changed the title to simplify it to cellular wisdom, though we are still aging through our stages and consciously aging and continuing to celebrate our infinite potential within our bodies and ourselves. Well, ourselves is our body. Our body is ourselves. We are more than our body. That's part of the point of what we're doing here. So I'm Sandy Rakowitz. We're here with Linda Tellington Jones and Eleanor Silverstein and all of you from around the world. We welcome you. We welcome you back. We welcome you if you're new. And I hand over to Linda for us to get started today.
Oh, what a treasure for us to come together in this way. I just want to acknowledge the ones who just came on. I haven't acknowledged. I hope you all heard me acknowledge you before. Valentina, good morning. Rana, good morning. Malia, over on the next island. Betty, hi. Diane Gidding, hi. I think that I have. Amy, I didn't say good morning to you yet. Gary and Sandy in the cold Midwest. Hi, it's such a treasure for us to be able to be here in this way. And I just want to make sure that I just want to acknowledge everyone and look around and see who all is here. What really juices me way out in the Pacific here are our connections and our communications. And this communication from one of our people saying she's way out in the world. I'm strongly committed to the environment and deeply concerned about global warming. My heart told me this is where I am storing my fears. I also realized that this was not helpful to me or to the environment. So I passed my fears upward to my higher source. Light returned. And this online connection and communication and sharings that we've done since last August when we started this online has made such a difference to me in terms of my connection to my body. And I woke up last Sunday just really feeling this arm. I want to stay a little bit warm here because it's a little bit cool. It's only about 74 here. You can all laugh at me. this arm here with my shoulder that has two fractures and my elbow that has this compound fracture and this hardware in it and my wrist. This could have been a disaster. And the fact that we've been focusing together and really connecting with our cells and our cellular wisdom and our bodies the way we have been doing brought me to a new place even after all these years of doing this. And I woke up last Sunday wanting this real, you know, connection to all of this, all it is, to all of you. And I had it at the head of my bed, which I haven't looked at for quite a couple of years. It's a monthly journal from New Thought Church. And it was all about gratitude. It was all about gratitude no matter what. It was so timely for this arm. And then I opened my Abraham Esther Hicks day for last Sunday, And I, after just being in a state of wonder, I have been in a state of wonder that as soon as I would do something with my arm that would create a pain, I could just touch it. And it would take approximately 4 or 5 tea touches, and the pain would disappear. And I'm convinced it's because of the gratitude. And so I opened the Abraham Hicks, and if it's not something that you all are doing, I highly recommend it. It's a daily reminder. And we put it up. Sandy, could you just put this up? Because I wanted it so appropriate for what we're doing here. So this was a lesson for the day. My most important relationship is with my source. There's no relationship of greater importance to achieve than the relationship between you in your physical body, right here and now, and the soul source, God, from which you have come, if you tend to that relationship. And this is what we're doing, is tending to this relationship as we find various parts of our, this vehicle, this vessel that houses our soul. As we relate to this, with the simple 1 1/4 tea touches, and release the fear that we all hold, because it's part of the human vessel. When we start to release slowly and recognize the fear that we have and the pain that we have, or any level of discomfort, and bring us to a place of gratitude. And that's what we're here about. So, Sandy, if you could, let's just go on. Actually, I was only going to read that first part, but first and foremost, you will then and only then have the stable footing to proceed into other relationships, your relationships with your own body, what we keep coming back to, your relationship with money, your relationship with your parents, your children, your grandchildren, the people you work with, your government, your world, with all fall swiftly and easily into alignment. It will all fall swiftly and easily into alignment once you tend to this fundamental primary relationship first. And the thing that is so beautiful about what we are doing here is that as we connect to that cellular wisdom, that universal knowing, that divine spark in every cell in this vehicle that is our soul's vessel, we change our lives. And the thing that is so beautiful about being able to see each other like this as we are, and that it helps us to remember that as each one of us experiences and shares, we can send that through this cellular wisdom, this cellular connection that we have. We can send this out to the entire world, to all beings, in the past and the present and the future. That's the beautiful thing. As we change ourselves one tea touch at a time, that we make a difference for all. And this is my vision, and it's the vision that Sandy and Eleanor and I have held, and many of you others here been with me for years. With us, we all hold this vision, and it's so beautiful. And Debbie sends her love, because she can't be with us this morning because she's working on curriculum with Robin, but she is here with us in spirit. And each one of you carries this connection to all that is. And it was interesting, because each time we plan this these hours with you, you just listen to what is the theme here. And as I met with Sandy online to plan this, she was in a place of deep appreciation, but also deep process, because she had just finished some time with her mother and celebrating her father's 1 year passing and her mother's transition. And what it brought to me was this such deep appreciation that Sandy is taking this time to be with her mother. And I, what it brought to me was this knowing, this feeling that this connection that we have to our mothers, and it is such a powerful connection. Doesn't matter if it's your mother who's still with us in spirit, if it's your adopted mother, or if it's your mother that some of you may never have known because you needed to be with your now adopted mother. To be able to connect with all of this is something that is part of this recognition of the stages of aging. And when Sandy shared with me the depth of her, and we started talking about her evolution with her mother, I realized that this is really important for us to look at and to be able to know if we still have our mothers, to take the time to create these memories. And Eleanor is going to be talking about that with her mom and her mother's amazing words of wisdom to create these memories with your mother. And so I want to turn this, first of all, I'd like us to just put our hands on our heart or on our belly, whichever one, where you want to do the heart hugs or the belly hugs to connect with this beautiful tree, vagus tree that we have. So I'm going to do the heart hug with one hand and I'm doing the belly hug with the other because I can't bring this hand up yet to touch my heart. And let's go to this smile and deep breathing, just like, and 1 1/4 circles in your preferred direction. Try both of them this morning. Starting at 6, which is your preferred way? And the smile. And let's, first of all, just send gratitude into this vessel that houses our souls. Thank you to every cell in our body for caring, for us recognizing this cellular wisdom in every cell. And let us send a heart hug now out to our mothers. With a smile and a thank you. And let's send a heart hug to the fathers. No matter how much you've been with them or known them, or whether they're have been a part of your life, or whether they've crossed the rainbow bridge, let's give a heart hug and a shout out to our fathers and this cellular connection we have. And we cannot possibly be here all together without sending deep, deepest gratitude to the animals in our lives. Most of you who had an animal who brought you to this work. Some with us and some not in the physical anymore. And now I want to give my last gratitude for the fact that we can be here sharing in this way through this amazing World Wide Web. And let's just just take one hand and run it down over the side of your body, just acknowledging the beautiful boundaries. We're going to not do one part at a time, just the whole. This is a vessel. Feel the outlines of this vessel of your soul. And give thanks. And now let's send this gratitude to that divine spark, that universal connection, that universal intelligence, consciousness in every cell in our body, and celebrate that connection. Take a nice deep breath. Let's open our eyes now, and I'm going to turn this over to Sandy. And I've asked Sandy to share some of her journey with her mother. And one of the things that brought this up for me is because in our trainings in Germany, when we've had numerous discussions about how we really had a hard time sharing tea touch with our mothers. Everybody felt the same way until we consciously overcame that somehow. And it's such an issue for so many of us, and it certainly was for me. So welcome back to seeing you all. And Sandy, I'm going to turn this over to you and your mom. And your mom's name is?
Annette.
Annette. Welcome, Annette, into our beautiful process.
So yeah, thank you, Linda. That is so beautiful. And I love that we started with your own appreciations and with that Abraham quote, because that our connection with source is the more that I find that contact and connection, the better things are inside myself. And after Linda and I spoke, I was really meditating with some of the key pieces for me that have helped over time in the shifting of my relationship with my mom, because growing up and into and through most of my 20s, I had a very challenging relationship with my mom, and we've talked a lot about that. There was a period of time in my mid-20s when I actually barely spoke with her at times, really didn't speak with her and didn't see her for a long time. And that was my cutting off from her because of all of the stuff I was trying to work with. And I was filled with a lot of anger and blame. And so that now, as I'm about to turn 60, that I, for the last 19 years, very specifically, have continued to shift that relationship with her is astounding to me when I really look back on it. And that I could spend 2 full weeks with her and have such a, at times, delicate and tender and beautiful and open time with her is astonishing to me. And I know so many people who haven't, where that hasn't been able to happen, you know, before their mom's passed or during their life and with whatever it is that's happened. And I have so much gratitude, and my choice to not work that much during those 2 weeks, even though I could online, was because I want to tend to that relationship in particular ways. And she had really bad bronchitis when I got there. I'd never really seen my mom down and out sick. And it was coming up on a year anniversary of my dad's death, which was a week ago today. And one of the things that I saw that happened 19 years ago is I was marrying, I'm no longer with this person, but I was marrying someone, and it was very conscious choice during the ceremony for us to honor both of our parents very specifically and thank them. And I had spent so much of my time seeing what wasn't right in the relationship, and literally was in such deep process right up until that time when we did that honoring. And I saw I felt it in me, and I saw it in them when I honored them for having me, for birthing me and bringing me into this world, and for all of the things that they did give me. I felt so much change inside of me and between us, and I saw it in their eyes. And everything has changed since then, honestly. Like, I was trailing back. I had done a lot of work prior to that for years about a lot of processing, but I had never been able to thank them until that moment. And when my mom was sick a few weeks ago, she actually let me work on her feet and do tea touch and essential oils while she was sitting on the beamer and while she was in bed. And she's let me do tea touch before. And as Linda said, there's always been stuff in my relationship with her, and tea touch has made a difference in being with her. But when there's, for me, Eleanor, the three of us had a conversation about this. For Eleanor, it was working along her mom's head and shoulders and neck. For me, there's something incredibly precious about working with her feet. And it was really her reception and drinking that in and how good that felt, and just letting herself be and us in relationship. And when Linda and Eleanor and I were talking, I remembered that in the EEG work that we did with Rob and Bernhard years ago, one of the things that we saw in measuring brainwaves when we were applying T-Touch was that the part of the brain was activated that, I don't know if activated is the right word, but that reached to the part of the brain that where connection and bonding occurs, and how that was balancing while we were doing T-Touch. And to us, that shows us what we've watched and witnessed with using T-Touch with both people and animals, that your connection and ability to bond shifts. It opens from whatever place you're in at that particular time. And it's why it helps animals and people get, helps facilitates that contact and connection. And also when you apply it in with yourself, because it's doing the same thing for us, ourselves, and our ability to connect with ourselves and also with another, and person to person. And yeah, so those, it's just so, it's precious. And was there anything else, Linda, that you wanted me to?
Yes. So the segue, that was a segue for us to actually take a walk. And I'm going to lead you on a guided journey and invite you now all to get as comfortable as you can. Take some nice, deep breath, close your eyes. And we're going to simply shapeshift and see ourselves together in this beautiful ancient forest that we are used to going to. And hear the birds. Just hear the wind in the tree, the very gentle movement of the tree, the trees. And imagine that you can feel the connection between the trees in the earth. And feel your feet. I invite you, if you feel comfortable, to imagine taking off your shoes and walking and find the most wonderful, comfortable invitation of the earth, the breath of the earth with each step that we take. And feel that breath of the earth as we're quietly moving through this lovely forest. And see, imagine what trees would you like there with you? You're going to make them up. See the flowers and the bushes and whatever you would like to see. What are the flower beings you'd like to have with us here? And of course, call in your favorite animals and invite any others of your, many of you have spirit animals who are with you, who were never with you in the physical, but they've always been there for you when you just listen. And call in the nature spirits. And now I would like, as we walk quietly together, with enough space that we feel we're still connected with the group, but you have your own space and your own quiet place. And spread a smile across your face and invite your mother to walk beside you. And I can feel the hand of my mother, who's so grateful, from the other side to be called in, my mother Marion. Call in each of your mothers. Just feel how that is. And if you're not comfortable yet with taking the hand, just do whatever is comfortable for you to really feel a connection with your mother. Remember your animals beside you? Who are they who are connecting you? And I'd like us now to find a place in just a kind of a area we're creating. We're making this beautiful area where there are some logs and stones and places for you to sit down with your mother. And see how this feels. Each of you may do this a little differently, but I would like to invite you to just show your mother on yourself. Lead her in the heart hug. To connect to that knowing, that universal consciousness in every amazing cell in our body. Connect her to the wisdom in her body. In the most non-threatening way. And see what animals are there, or animal who is helping you with this. And do some gentle touches on yourself, wherever you feel like, to show your mother what it's like and invite her to actually follow your move. with just a soft hand, like a paw, like your abalone, just a soft hand on your body. Maybe down the outlines of it, however, wherever your hands want to go. And connect her to herself. Because most of our mothers never had that opportunity. And imagine as we're doing this, that we're sending this back to her mother and her mother and all the mothers throughout the ages, mostly never had the time or the possibility of acknowledging this beautiful connection, this universal consciousness, this divine spark in every cell in the body, and celebrate. Celebrate as you do this, the fact that we have this body. And no matter what is going on in the body with her, or did, or is now or before, just feel the beauty. Acknowledge the beauty. Instead of any part that is maybe not exactly as we'd like it to be. Honor what's there. My hand is taking me to my whole abdominal area, up the middle, into this beautiful connection that we have to the belly, to the vagus nerve. And give her this chance of sharing this time with you. And then if you feel like it, ask her if there's a part that she would like to have you do some of the simplest 1 1/4 connected circles on. Where might it be? And remember, you're painting this picture. Where would you like to share, to touch with your mom? And of course, the beautiful thing is, it doesn't matter if they're in the physical. Just continue these like 2 second circles, and make her pause after every few circles, or maybe between each one. And just ask her, would you like me to go a little slower or a little faster? Or is there any other place you'd like me to give the tea touch? Or a little less pressure? Or a little more? And see if you can get a sense of, now I'd like just like it is, or I'd like to try a little less. A little less pressure, the lightest possible. See how that is, because you don't know until you try it. Now, as you're doing this, if you haven't already been doing this, on your own body, make these circles in a quarter where you would be imagining that you were actually tea touching your mother. And now ask yourself, what does it feel like when you give more pressure? and a longer pause. And I'm going to invite you to just keep moving around the body, on your own body, imagining that your mother can feel this because you're working on her through your own body. Use different parts of your hand. Turn your hand in various ways now to make 1 1/4 circles. And you might just go in the other direction when you come to another part of your body. And do this wherever you can reach. Down your leg, on the inside of your leg, try the back of your hand. Turn the side, your hand on the side. So use the side of your little finger if it's on. I'm doing it with my right hand. What happens if you use the chimp touch between your finger, your joints of your first and on your fingers between the first and second joints? Move your hand in many, many different directions and move around your body and know, just imagine that your mother is now feeling this as you touch her. Through the connection of your own body. Now, see what it's like if you use a little more pressure with several touches. Or now, switch and use much less. And see how round you can make the circles and how smooth you can make your hand. And find an area that you don't feel like touching so much there. Just feel that connection and then move away from it and touch around it. And give your body the message that you're going to hear how the body is feeling. And you're going to honor that. And connect back to your mother in spirit. And some of you may just be able to get a sense back. If we can give our mothers the opportunity to have a choice, a little more pressure, a little less, through our own body, a little slower, really make these nice, slow 3-second circles with a pause. And I'm moving all over around my body with my hands, all around as we're doing this. Wherever I can easily reach. And do some faster circles now. How's that? Yeah? My body doesn't want that right now. My body wants to really feel the connection with myself and with my mom. And now ask your mother where she would really like you just to focus for a brief time, just some touches on one part she'd like. Remember your breath. And just touch that area. And see if you get a message See if a feeling, a thought, some words come to you. Now, take a few deep breaths. And slowly imagine standing up. Gathering in our circle. Quietly looking around, again connecting to the trees, to the animals who are with us, to your mom. And give her a hug. And all turn and walk away from our circle. Walk quietly through the forest, feeling the earth, hearing the trees, hearing the wind and the trees and the birds, and feeling your animals around you, feeling your mother. And say goodbye for now. And feel this opportunity for connection. And just turn into the forest. Invite her to turn into the forest. And walk a few steps away. And shapeshift, come back out of the forest, come back into your home, come back to our group on the screen. And I'm going to count to three, and on the three, I'm going to ask you to just quietly open your eyes. So, one, two, and your last heart hug, and three. And Sandy, I'm going to ask you to invite people to go into the chat and just write a few words about this experience that they're able to share. Because we find in the sharing, there's so much different connection?
So thank you for this amazing journey, Linda. And go ahead and see if you can find what words come to you. Maybe it was a message with your mom or with the generations behind your mom or with the animals that came to be with you or from the forest. I know my experience had fewer words than usual, but was amazing. Oh, that's so beautiful, Sage. Oh my gosh.
You know what, Sandy? Can you read these so that we'll have this in the course?
We just give people a couple more minutes to actually write, because it's.
But while they're writing, she can read some of them.
But then if you're reading them.
Oh, you're right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Let's just take a couple of minutes to recall this experience. Yeah, I know, but I already know it. Thank you. Sandy, what I would like to invite us to do here is, it's 3 minutes from the hour. I'd like us to just take our short break here so that people can finish this. and have this quiet time just to get a drink then and feel, stay in this feeling a few minutes.
Beautiful. What time would you like, how much time?
I have 3 minutes to before the hour. What if we come back? How many minutes after do you want to come back?
Say 8 after.
Good.
So we will see you back at 8 after the hour, everyone.